Oi, tudo bem? Welcome to Beginner Brazilian Portuguese, the podcast for you who already know something but need some more structured way to advance your Portuguese. And it's Brazilian Portuguese, remember that. Today, after listening to this episode, you'll have some good vocabulary to talk about police matters, especially when you need to call the police and what you have to do in case you see or witness a crime. Again, this is a text-focused lesson. You can find the text, the main text of this lesson for free by going to your podcast player or by going to beginnerbrazilianpod.com. Again, it's www.beginnerbrazilianpod.com. There you'll find the main transcript of this lesson, the main text, so you can use it to study. If you're a part of the beta program, remember, your course is already available for you to study, so you can go there instead. But if you're not part of the beta course and would like to know what it is about, you can go to beginnerbrazilianpod.com, look for the button Start Here, and you'll know more about the beta program. Agora, vamos lá falar sobre a polícia e sobre problemas policiais. Prestar queixa, fazer uma denúncia e chamar a polícia são atos responsáveis que podem ajudar a proteger a comunidade. No Brasil, esses procedimentos são simples e podem ser feitos por qualquer pessoa. Espero que você não precise, mas é sempre bom estar preparado. Primeiro, se você é testemunha de um crime ou é vítima dele, deve procurar a polícia. Se você é a vítima, o que você vai fazer é prestar queixa. Pode ir pessoalmente a uma delegacia ou ligar para o número 190. O atendente vai perguntar o que aconteceu e o que você viu. Foi assalto, você pode dizer, e eu vi o ladrão fugir. O atendente vai anotar tudo e a polícia vai investigar. Agora, sobre fazer uma denúncia. Às vezes, as pessoas sabem de algo errado, mas têm medo de falar. No Brasil, existe o Disque Denúncia, que permite fazer uma denúncia anônima. Você liga, conta o que sabe e ninguém vai perguntar o seu nome. Eu sei onde estão vendendo drogas, você pode dizer, e a polícia vai investigar sem saber quem você é. É seguro e importante. Mas, e se precisar chamar a polícia rapidamente? Basta ligar para o 190. Está acontecendo uma briga aqui na rua e acho que alguém vai se machucar, você pode dizer. A polícia vai perguntar onde você está e mandar uma viatura para ajudar. Chamar a polícia pode ser assustador, mas é uma responsabilidade de todos. Você pode salvar vidas com um telefonema. Você pode ajudar a justiça a ser feita. Você já pensou nisso? Já se imaginou na situação de ver algo de errado e ter que agir? Pode ser que um dia aconteça. E agora você sabe o que fazer. Relatar, denunciar, chamar a polícia. É fácil, é o seu direito e é o seu dever também. Now, on to some vocabulary that is going to be very useful if you ever find yourself in a situation like this. I hope you never need to use those words, but if you need to use them, it's good to know. The first one is prestar queixa. Prestar queixa. And when you press charges against someone, that's the word you use, prestar queixa. Queixa is literally complaint, but it's a more formal word, so we prefer to use that when we go to the police to press charges on someone. An example would be, eu tenho vizinho muito complicado. Ele causa muita confusão. Da última vez, ele me ameaçou. Eu vou prestar queixa do meu vizinho. Ele me ameaçou. He threatened me. Ele me ameaçou. então vou prestar queixa do meu vizinho. Another word that you would use is fazer uma denúncia. And a denúncia, a denouncement, it's actually a kind of complaint. When you report someone to the police, that's a denúncia. Or report someone, fazer uma denúncia. Report a crime, fazer uma denúncia de crime. If you are, like, if you witness something, it means you are a witness, and then the word for witness is testemunha. A testemunha is the witness, and there is a verb to witness, which is testemunhar. Eu testemunhei crime. I witnessed a crime. Eu testemunhei crime. If you witness a crime, you can go to the police precinct, if it's close to your house, or maybe you were mugged on the streets and you have nothing to call the police, so you can go to the police precinct, and the police precinct is delegacia. A delegacia. An example is, eu vou à delegacia prestar queixa. Eu vou à delegacia prestar queixa. By the way, here in Brazil, if you don't want to go to the delegacia, you can call 190. That's the police number. In other countries, you have 911 and other numbers, but here in Brazil, 190. And we always say it, 190. By the way, if you want to report a crime, but you don't want to be identified, you saw something, in Brazil we have something called disque denúncia. Disque denúncia. And the word disque comes from an old word we used for calling or dialing, which is discar. Because we had those funny dials like that you would go like brrr, when I was a child, we had that. And up to this day, we still say discar número, to dial a number. Discar número. Of course, this number, this word is going to disappear in a few years, but right now we still use that. And the last word related to police here is a viatura. A viatura. And that's the police car. If we want to say the policeman or the police officer came in the police car, we would say o policial veio na viatura. O policial veio na viatura. And that's all for the vocabulary, the main vocabulary now. You can check our lesson for extra vocabulary around this topic. Now, let's dive into grammar. And when we talk about grammar here in Portuguese, whenever we talk about grammar, sometimes we talk about the subjunctive, because that's the boogeyman that haunts everyone's dreams. And today we saw two instances of the subjunctive. Today we are not talking about when you use the subjunctive. If you would like to check the lesson description or the episode description for an article about that, today we're going to talk about how to form the subjunctive. And you know that in Portuguese we have three endings for verbs, AR, ER, and IR. And we have many tenses as well. But basically we have present, past, and future. So for the present subjunctive, it's pretty straightforward. Today, let's learn a little bit more about how to form the endings of the present subjunctive of the verbs ending in AR. If you have a verb ending in AR, like precisar, to need, all you need to do is this. First, you conjugate that in the simple present or the present indicative. I need would be eu preciso. Eu preciso. You drop the ending and get the root. The ending of preciso is u. So drop it and you have precis, spelled P-R-E-C-I-S. And you can imagine that there is a little dash after the S so that you can remember that it's the root. So this root is going to be the basis for all conjugations in the subjunctive, the present subjunctive. And the endings for the present subjunctive are very simple. When the verb originally ends in AR, the endings will always have an E somewhere. For example, that I need, que eu precise. And it's spelled P-R-E-C-I-S-E, precise. And I add que because usually que is a big trigger. Whenever you have this que before a verb, sometimes we need the subjunctive. Not whenever, but most of the time. So, in the main text today, we had right at the end of the first paragraph, espero que você não precise. I hope you don't need. Or, I hope that you don't need. That needs the subjunctive. So, espero que você não precise. And here you see the endings for I and you are the same. Espero que você precise. I need that you. I hope that you need. Espero que eu precise. I hope that I need. The endings for we, nós, is hemos. Precisemos. And the ending for they or you all, vocês or eles, is precisem. Ing, precising. So, the whole conjugation would be que eu precise, que você, ele, ela, precise, que nós precisemos, que eles precisem. And that works for all verbs ending in AR. Sometimes there will be a difference in pronunciation, especially with the verb to give, dar. This is the subject of another class. But you can do that for all verbs. For example, for all verbs ending in AR, okay? So, falar, to speak. Eu falo, that's the present, I speak. Que eu fale is the conjugation of the subjunctive. Que eu fale, que você fale, que nós falemos, que eles falem. Andar, to walk. Eu ando, that's the ending, eu ando, of I walk. But that I walk, que eu ande, que você ande, que nós andemos, que eles andem. If you check in the lesson description, you also see some of the conjugations that I'm talking about here, so that you have something to follow. More about the subjunctive in the next class. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Beginner Brazilian Portuguese, the podcast that helps you when you already know some Portuguese but need to know more. Sometimes listeners come up to me and ask how they can help, whether they can send me money, books, and stuff like that. And while I appreciate every effort they make to help me, the best and most convenient way for them to help me is by sending a review. You can use your podcast player platform to write us a review of your experience with the episodes. This helps me a lot because when other people see that you have benefited from the episodes you listen to in here, they are going to listen too. And this is a great way for us to build a community of learners. So, leave us a review if you have the time. I thank you very much for that. E agora, até a próxima. Tchau.